What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and getting on back to the economic news here. MillerCoors is going to eliminate 350 jobs company-wide as part of a restructuring plan. And boy, I guess when the beer breweries are having to cut back, you know the economy is in terrible shape here. Now, here's an interesting little lawsuit, if you will. And this is one of the few times I agree with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Basically, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that cities cannot prosecute people for sleeping on the streets. And basically, this was on behalf of six homeless Boise, Idaho residents who sued the city in 2009 over an ordinance that said you can't sleep in the public spaces. Well, where else are they going to go? And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, this really does amount to cruel and unusual punishment. And I would tend to agree with that, especially because these people haven't done anything wrong for which they should be punished. But we do have a massive homeless problem, and you can't look at that and reconcile it with the claim that our economy is doing well. It's doing really well for the 1%. It's not doing well for anybody else. Up in Ontario, Doug Ford has now canceled Ontario's guaranteed income program, and he had a very interesting statement. He said, why should we be paying people not to work? I would tend to agree with that. But they just ran out of money. I mean, this idea of guaranteed income or minimum basic income, somebody has to pay for it all. You can't just keep printing money out of thin air and keep a nation moving along that way. You can't just move the money around in circles very fast and call that a working economy. You've got to be manufacturing products. You've got to be growing agricultural produce. You've got to have products to sell. That creates jobs. The jobs create income for these workers who then go out and buy the products and so forth. It's just common sense. It's economics 101. And it's amazing seeing how Wall Street, in their desperation to not face up to the reality of what's going on around them, keep coming up with ever more bizarre theories about how the economy should be making them richer than they already are, and how that's a good thing. The cryptocurrencies are in trouble. Apparently, Goldman has suspended their plans for a trading desk. Bitcoin is back below 7,000. Ethereum is tumbling back down. So the tulip bulb may have popped on that one here. Now, J.P. Morgan's top quant, Marco Kolonovic, predicts a great liquidity crisis is about to hit financial markets. And he's saying there are going to be flash crashes in stock prices followed by social unrest. And he's saying central banks will be forced to make unprecedented moves, including direct purchases of equities, or there could even be negative income taxes. See what I said about fantastic theories to keep things going? Another story coming on out. Major currencies all over the world are in complete meltdown as the $63 trillion EM debt bubble implodes. And they're talking not just drops or plunges, they're talking death spirals. Over the past 16 years, the emerging market debt bubble has grown from $9 trillion to $63 trillion. That's a lot of money. And the issue is that everybody wanted to make these loans, get these countries going, but they weren't able to get their industries and agriculture up to be able to repay the loans. Here in the United States, the average monthly rent has hit an all-time high of $1,400. $12. It's the biggest increase in 18 months. Remember what I said before about cost of living is going up way out of pace with increases in wages and salaries. India has now joined China in defying Donald Trump. They're going to be importing Iranian oil. So that's going to take a little bit of the sting out of the Iranian sanctions. India had said they were going to do it, then they pulled back, then they went ahead and did it again. A little bit of waffling over there. Back when the United States tried that oil price war with Russia and started throwing sanctions all over them, there was an observation that one of the fallouts from this was going to be Russia would be forced to become more self-sufficient and stop buying and selling on the global stage, and that this was actually a good thing. And now it's turned out Russia is now an agricultural superpower. And even better, it's GMO free. And U.S. wheat can no longer compete. In fact, the U.S. Wheat Associates just closed their Moscow office. Not even going to try and sell more wheat to Russia. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, let's talk about the situation with Nike. And it's just amazing how this whole Colin Kaepernick thing just got out of control. I can't even believe it's still being an issue. So normally companies will avoid controversy because it's bad for business, and Nike has lost something like $3 billion off its cap. And so by getting this Colin Kaepernick to be the face of their Just Do It campaign, it has created a huge, huge ruckus. Now, James Wood is dumping his Nike stock in response to the Kaepernick Just Do It ad campaign. Doesn't want to be involved with them, and I can certainly understand that. And the outrage is exploding online, and it's dragging up all the old bad stories about Nike, about how they're using virtually slave labor factories in foreign countries to make these shoes. And so this has really flashed back on them rather badly. And Nike's endorsement of Kaepernick is seen as disgusting. It's anti-American. It's anti-cop. Nike just took sides in the culture war, and it sided against the men and women in the police force. It sided against those who still respect the flag. And it's going to come back to really haunt them a lot. The National Association of Police Organizations is calling on all member officers, their families and friends, to join the nation's real heroes in a total boycott of Nike products. That's going to be a lot of people and a lot of sales. People are posting photos of burning their Nike products to Twitter. Frankly, I think they'd be better off just giving to the homeless, but that's their decision here. So here we have this guy, Colin Kaepernick, who's a black guy. He's the perfect story of a meritocracy-based black success story. He's paid millions and millions of dollars for throwing a ball around. He was adopted by a white family, and yet all of a sudden he's come on down on the side of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, hating whites and hating America, which is the country that made him both famous and rich. How much sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child. This guy should be happy. But again, liberals don't want to be happy. It's part of their self-image that they're always offended, that they're always upset. I mean, this guy's got it so good. And I think it's having an effect on public support for NFL football. It's certainly going to have an impact on Nike now. And for this guy to basically stand up there and take the side, I'm against police violence against black. And it turns out, if you look at the numbers, it wasn't there. white people are much more likely to be shot by the police these days because of all the negative publicity. It's more liberal manufactured outrage here. And Nike is now stuck. They already signed the contract. They're going to have to use him. They're going to have to pay him the money. And it's going to be an epic public relations disaster. Nike may have just destroyed their own company. Over in Naples, Italy, their mayor, Luigi Di Magistris, is basically trying to launch an autonomous cryptocurrency. He's calling the euro a putrid currency. He wants to go back to Italy, or at least Naples, having their own internal currency, which is a symptom that you start to see happening when national economies do get into trouble. During the Civil War, when the Union was counterfeiting the Confederate money to try and destroy it, individual cities and towns in the Confederacy just started printing their own currency for use within the city borders. During the Depression of the 1930s, when trust in the U.S. paper dollar had vanished, cities were printing their own currency. So there's theoretically no difference between that and setting up a cryptocurrency for your city here. Over in Great Britain, there's talk now from one of the major think tanks over there that there may need to be a major overhaul of Britain's economy, as far-reaching as the post-war reforms and the Thatcher Revolution of the 1980s. And they say it's necessary to address Great Britain's chronic failure to raise the standard of living of millions of workers since the 2008 financial crash. Well, a big part of that has to do with two factors. One, the control on the economy coming from the European Union, and two, the strain on Britain's economy from all the refugees. If you look at how much money there's available for standard of living for the population, the more the population grows, the lower the standard of living has to be. That's just common sense. They're going to come out with a new plan for the economy, and it's not going to fix anything because it will not address the underlying problems. Now, obviously, Brexit will. Also in Great Britain, General Dynamics Land Systems is starting to lay off workers. Not a lot of them, but apparently this is all tangled up with this defense order for Saudi Arabia, which is on again, off again, on again, off again. When it's on, they hire. When it's off, they let people go. I imagine that's a great deal of stress. Down in Australia, we were talking yesterday about how the housing bubble appears to be popping and complicating the situation there for people who are now in those underwater mortgages. 40% of refinance applications are not being approved, which tells us that the experts are expecting, they have not hit the bottom yet on this one yet. NASA is considering a way to fund some of its missions. They're going to merchandise. And they're talking about NASA astronauts having their faces on cereal boxes and corporate logos on launch vehicles. And let's see. So there, apparently NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine is saying, let's get the corporations involved. Let's commercialize space. And I think it's the right idea. And it's been floated before. In fact, believe it or not, there was actually a TV commercial that was filmed up at the space station involving an inflated Coke can. And it came and went. Nobody was really impressed, despite the money that it cost. But yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You know, as long as we get that space program going, because as I was trying to tell to that previous caller, the only way we're going to get our economy back, we have to come up with new technology nobody else has and make products everybody wants but cannot make for themselves. We came out of the Apollo moon program with this amazing technological advantage over the rest of the world on which we could have built a huge manufacturing economy, and we blew it. The corporate leadership said, now we'll just license it to other countries. It's the age of globalism. Get with the program. Government went along with it. And that technology was basically produced using American taxpayers' money. It should have been used to make a better life for the American taxpayer, but it wasn't. These other countries that we have allowed to take over manufacturing of products that our nation invented, they're not going to give it back. They're not going to make that same stupid mistake. They're laughing their heads off at us. We're going to have to come up with something new and radical, a lot of something new and radical. And the best civilian technology incubator there is that space program. Getting on to Europe and immigration and refugees, Sweden's anti-immigration party is looking for a record win. The election's just a few days away. Their poll numbers are surging. And it's, again, another blow to the EU. That's why Macron was out there bad-mouthing their candidate the other day. The Europeans are just tired of what's going on here, with cars being burned, the rapes, swimming pools, sex assaults. It really is out of control. And I don't blame the people of Europe one tiny bit for wanting to protect their culture and their country. That's instinctive. Now, here's a real good one. Apparently, there was this Ghanaian national, Kweku Adeboli, 38 years old. He's a fraudster. He was responsible for the biggest trading loss in British banking history. And when the Home Office deported him for that crime, he accused them of racism. That's the new buzzword. If you do anything to any of these refugees, oh, you're just being a racist. No, you actually caused a lot of economic harm to a lot of people. That's why you're being deported. Now, a man of North African origin was stabbed two German tourists on the Spanish island of Mallorca before he was shot in the ankle and restrained by police. Apparently, the man was shouting in Arabic and threatening to replicate recent terror atrocities. And when he refused to cooperate, basically he was arrested and he went down screaming, "You are racist, you are racist, you are racists." Up in Finland, they've been studying their migrant situation and they've determined that the majority of their migrant crisis arrivals are not refugees from war. They're economic migrants taking advantage of the open borders policy to come up to Europe and get a bunch of free stuff. Putting more strain on Finland's economy here. Now, every time we talk about the illegal immigrant problem here in the United States of America, one of the talking points the open borders people like to use is that we need the illegal immigrants to do the jobs that Americans won't do. So somebody actually went out to do a study to find out, what are the jobs Americans won't do? And it turns out there are none. They studied 474 job categories as defined by the Chamber of Commerce, and only six are filled by a majority of immigrants, both legal and illegal, and none of the occupations were dominated by illegal immigrants. This was a study released by the Center for Immigration Studies. And even in those six jobs, 46% of the workers are native-born Americans. Maids and housekeepers, 51% native-born. Taxi drivers and chauffeurs, 54% native-born. Butchers and meat processors, 64% native-born. And so forth and so on. It's a lie that they need the illegal immigrants for anything other than to vote Democratic. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we are standing in front of you with our hands outstretched, begging for just a few coins to help see us through in this fight against these giant, ultra-rich corporations that are basically trying to take over our nation and our world. And we're clearly heading into the kind of dystopian future that George Orwell warned us about, or Aldous Huxley warned us about, or for that matter, George Lucas with THX-1138, where we're just uneducated drones that do our work. We don't know who we are, where we came from, what our history is, because we're more useful that way. And it's not a new idea. Andrew Carnegie, when he was funding his Carnegie Foundation for Education, their policy was that young people should only be taught to do what they were going to do for a job and how to fill out the paperwork and nothing else. It would just trouble their little heads to know any more than that. Same rationale they had regarding the antebellum plantations, the slaves there. So getting on back to our beg here, Republic Broadcasting Network really needs your help. What really happened really needs your help. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Angela Merkel is now warning her country's business leaders that the Brexit talks could possibly collapse. They've been going along saying, we'll get a deal, we'll get a deal, we'll get a deal, we'll get the divorce payment, we'll get all this stuff. And now Merkel is saying, yeah, it could all fall apart and the Brexit could be hard. And she's trying to get Germany's business leaders prepared for that shock. And I think probably one of the biggest problems that we have here is, again, this is not about economics, really. It's not about what's good for the British people or the people of Europe. It's a fight between the nationalists and the globalists. And the globalists are just pushing as hard as they can to try and get their agenda through and get those borders dropped and get all of these various ethnic groups blended together so they can't be sorted out again easily. Having some wild weather here, Tropical Storm Gordon didn't quite make it to hurricane status, but it has made landfall, and apparently it's killed one person, a child, by blowing a tree into a mobile home. The storm is already weakening into a depression, but it's dumping a lot of rain, spawning tornadoes. So it's still a mess. If you're in the area of the storm, keep an eye on it. Hurricane Florence is the next storm in the pipeline, although that one is expected to veer north before it makes landfall on the Atlantic seaboard, kind of like the two that we have out here, which is Norman and Olivia, which Norman is actually quite close to us, but it's expected to turn to the north tomorrow. I'll be watching that very, very closely. Japan, however, had a different story. They had their strongest typhoon in 25 years. Eight people are known to be dead, and the video was just dramatic here. Osaka's main international airport has been shut down until further notice. 3,000 people are stranded inside. This is the strongest storm for the entire year for the entire planet, and I remember seeing this video where this ship had torn loose from its moorings and just was grinding into this bridge. Getting into the world of computers here, the other day we were talking about how DuckDuckGo is really taking off, and it's my search engine of choice, and how as Google got caught up in all the scandal about data and censoring, DuckDuckGo was really taking off, and they'd secured $10 million in financing to improve their platform. And now the founder of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, is saying, yeah, it's not crazy to challenge Google. And he's absolutely right. We should not allow ourselves to be dependent on a single monolithic entity because they'll abuse their power, as Google and Facebook and Twitter have already demonstrated. Now, Facebook is in a little bit of trouble because small businesses are now leaving Facebook, because the algorithms are hobbling revenue-generating traffic. Little bit of a whoopsie there for Facebook. A lot of small businesses have Facebook pages, and the algorithms are costing them money. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Facebook has announced they're building a war room to monitor the midterm elections in real time. They're actually setting up a physical room full of computers and people in order to fight off bad actors who wish to influence voters, meaning conservatives. I mean, they're basically admitting they're going to be going on in and deleting anything on Facebook that's challenging to the liberal establishment. Now, that to me is crossing a line. That is interference in the election process, because people use social media to exchange ideas about the candidates. Back in 2016, it was the independent media that, you know, was informing people of the Clintons' dark past, the Uranium One scandal, and asking the questions that should have been asked about that private email server. Well, now Facebook is going to take care of that. No more will liberal candidates have to worry about their past indiscretions being made public, because Facebook is just going to eradicate them as soon as they're posted. It's right out of George Orwell. So I guess anybody who's not a liberal is now considered a bad actor. Okay, now a lot of people who use Google have received an email informing them that Google has responded to a court-ordered FBI demand for the release of their data. This is according to Motherboard. And apparently several people who received the email just made it public and said, what's going on here? Now, the notice appears to be related to the case of Colton Grubbs, who has been indicted for selling a $40 remote access tool, or RAT, which claims to be able to hack and control computers remotely. Last year, Grubbs pled guilty to creating and distributing the hacking tool to thousands of people. And so federal prosecutors are saying Colton conspired with others to market and distribute the Luminosity Link RAT that made it simple for buyers to hack into computers to view documents, photographs, and other files on the victim's PC. The RAT also let users view what victims were typing on the keyboards, disable security software, and secretly activate the webcam on the target's computers. Well, I'm glad they got this guy. And he probably thought himself was very clever that he came up with this little tool. But it's another reminder that our society is coming apart and we've lost our moral compass. I mean, the idea that people think this is cool to do. I'm going to make a tool that allows bad people to break into good people's computers and I'm going to sell it for $40. Okay. There is a rogue version of a file hosting platform called Mega Chrome extension, and it's triggered a major security alert from the company. This variant was able to steal user credentials for sites including Amazon, Live.com, GitHub.com, and Google's web store, in addition to private keys for cryptocurrency wallets. And Mega is investigating how its Chrome web store account was compromised. So apparently this went out through the so-called official channel. And you got to be very careful you're on the right website. And this is a good example. There is a fake Viber app which steals your WhatsApp data. And it looks exactly like the real application and apparently was being peddled through a website that looks like Google Play. And what the miscreants will do is they'll set up their bogus website and they'll register it in a domain name that's maybe one letter off from the real domain, like a common spelling mistake or a common typo, and they'll register that. So people will be typing. They see what they think is the Google Play site they're supposed to be on, but they're actually on the bogus site. Double check that URL and make sure that you entered it correctly. And it really is annoying that we have to take all these security precautions on our own for this. But nobody in government seems to really be taking all of this cybercrime seriously, or maybe they're just impotent in the face of it. And if the U.S. government can't deal with the out-of-control cybercrime, then we shouldn't we be in looking at actually getting into a war with anybody. In the realm of political correctness, you're going to love this one. Okay, up in Brunswick, there was a truck crash on August 22nd of a truck carrying over 4,500 lobsters. The truck hydroplaned. It rolled over onto the side of the road. The truck body tore apart, and the boxes of the lobsters were sent flying. The driver had only minor injuries, but the lobsters all died. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, are asking for a granite tombstone at the site of the crash in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died on this spot. It's going to be 5 feet tall. I understand what PETA was originally about. And when they originally started up, yeah, humane treatment for animals, especially harvested farm animals, but this kind of grandstanding actually diminishes them. It makes them look borderline silly. Okay. Over at George Washington University's law school, writing professor Iselin Gambert came on out with a claim that milk is a tool for white dominance and superiority. It's racist. Ignoring the fact that all human women of all races have the ability to produce milk. But Gambert just said, I'm going to go looking for racism. What about chocolate milk? How's that sit with you? See, this gets back to something that we talked about the other day, where the liberal snowflakes aren't really offended. They're looking for victims. They're looking for anything they can make an issue about to prove their moral superiority, to feel their empowerment. I'm empowered. I've denounced milk as racist. Earlier this week, and I actually saw this, I didn't post it, but there was this article from a website with this photo of a woman, and it was captioned, "I am 23 and I've had 3 abortions. Yes, I have." And it was on this website called Shout Your Abortion, which is, as you can imagine, promoting the idea that abortion is great and it's perfectly normal and you should be fine with it. Well, as it turns out, the story was more fake news, because the actual woman in the photo is a conservative who's never had an abortion. They simply stole her photo and used it to illustrate this article, saying that abortion is great and abortion is normal. Very unethical. And speaking of unethical, and I know we've mentioned this before, but this just rubs me the wrong way. Now, it all began with this homeless veteran who spent his final $20 to buy a stranded woman gas. And the woman and her husband set up a GoFundMe account to get some money for the homeless veteran. So far, so good. And probably they did start it with a noble intention. And they figured it'd be a few $100 come in and they'd turn it over. Instead, $400,000 poured on in. And I guess that much money was simply too tempting for this couple. And the homeless veteran's been trying to get the money. And they've been stalling. The couple's been stalling. They claim that he was spending all the money on drugs. They were on TV just recently saying there's still well over $150,000 left. Like, that makes it okay for them to have taken the other quarter of a million. But when the veteran, Johnny Bobbitt, and his lawyer finally got control of the fund, 9 months after it was set up to help him, they found it was absolutely empty. It was absolutely empty. Now, again, as a nation, we've lost our moral compass. We've lost our sense of right and wrong. And maybe because from the point of view of the elites, the liberals, the money junkies, right and wrong are outdated concepts. There is simply winning, and there's simply power. There's simply wealth. And anybody who's concerned about right and wrong, well, they're just the suckers. So let's talk about the Pope, because, boy, is he in hot water. And apparently, this whole pedophilia thing is just blowing up. And there's really nothing that he can do about it. You know, Pope Francis is prescribing prayer and silence. Like, if they don't talk about it, it'll just go away. Well, heck, that worked for the last few centuries here. But Pope Francis has been forced to acknowledge this because he's got no other defense. Francis is stone cold guilty of the charges levied against him by Carlo Maria Vigano, the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States. They've got him dead to rights, and we're hearing rumors that the Pope may resign, the way Pope Benny the Rat did. Boy, two in a row. Now, this Catholic editor, Philip Loyler, editor of the Catholic World News and author of Lost Shepherd, How Pope Francis is Misleading the Flock, is saying this sexual abuse scandal is creating such divisions in the church that it could split like it did in the Reformation. and half will go one way and half will go the other way. And I don't know what he's envisioning, whether the child molesters will have their own church over here and the people who think children ought to be left alone and taken care of will have their church over here. And apparently, we were talking the other day about this Catholic-run orphanage in Vermont. It's since been shut down. The abuse is happening there, including killing a kid. And now there's a new one in Nebraska is just popping up. There was this conservative Catholic diocese in Nebraska was the only church that in the U.S. that refused to participate in annual reviews of sexual misconduct that were a key reform enacted in the wake of the 2002 Boston clergy abuse scandal. Well, now accusers have started coming forward in recent weeks saying that, yes, there was a lot of sexual abuse and misconduct by the clergy in Nebraska. And now the diocese is facing a potential criminal investigation and criticism that it mishandled abusive priests, even as it should have been subjected to increased scrutiny after the Boston scandal. How many more of these are we going to have to go through before somebody says there is something seriously wrong here? You cannot recognize this kind of behavior with claims that the clergy is the earthly face of the ultimate moral authority in the universe. Underneath those white robes, there are some really, really black hearts. Okay, over in Great Britain, the Foods Standards Agency ran a test on 665 food items, meat items, and discovered 145 of them contained DNA from animals that were not listed on the packaging. Now, the brands and the shops implicated have not been revealed, which means it was a completely wasted exercise. But according to the Food Standards Agency, they're saying the results point to deliberate inclusion of foreign meat, possibly as part of a scam that stretches across the food sector. In other words, they're adulterating these meat products with other meats that may not be as nutritious or healthy. And apparently they had fresh and cooked lamb products with some curries and kebabs labeled as lamb made entirely from beef, which is much less expensive than lamb. Or they could be mixing in horse meat or who knows what all else. It really is scary when you can't actually trust what's on the store shelves. By the way, there has been a warning from the CDC, nationwide warning, regarding Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Apparently, there's been a salmonella outbreak. 30 more people have contracted salmonella from eating Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal. This brings the total number to 130 cases in 36 states. 34 of the patients have had to be hospitalized. And they first thought the outbreak, which started last March, was brought into control in June when they recalled 1.3 million cases of the cereal in affected states. But apparently, no, it's still out there, and they're warning everybody to avoid the cereal just completely. Good news from here in Hawaii, down on the Big Island, Kilauea has settled on down, is behaving itself, and now they're looking at what areas of the park are safe to reopen. And they're talking about reopening some of the areas by September 22nd, which is going to be good. It's going to bring the tourists back. That's going to be good for the town of Volcano, who just, along with all the people downslope who lost their homes, the town of Volcano has just had a real economic, body slam because of all of this. And by the way, just because Kilauea has settled down, the big eruption is over, but it's still erupting. It's been in a continuous state of eruption for like 18 years. There's always something going on. There's always a lava flow to go see. There's always lava pouring into the ocean somewhere. It's just the really big blowout eruptions you don't want to be there for. So they're getting ready to open that up. It's snowing in the Alps for the second week in a row. And Greenland has gained a huge amount of ice for the second year in a row. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. They've had record cold in Australia, They're getting August snow. Or they got August snow in Turkey and Calgary. So the winter is, as the Farmer's Almanac predicted, going to hit early and hard. And apparently, even though Florida is warm in the summer, it is now getting so cool in the winter that Florida orange trees are starting to die from the cold. They're very sensitive to cold weather. And there's been a shift to planting olive trees, which can better withstand the cold. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we're getting in some news about human-caused global warming. Down in Australia, Energy Minister Angus Taylor has unveiled a new energy policy focused exclusively on reducing electricity prices, which is a signal the Morrison government is just abandoning all efforts to lower carbon emissions. So the Australian government has gone full skeptic on this global warming thing. The Paris Climate Accord has basically unraveled. Everybody made a big deal about signing it, and it was going to be a wonderful thing. And they travel all over the world for their regular meetings here. But the fact is, none of the signatories to the agreement ever did anything about it. And so it's effectively dead. Now, here is an interesting little story. Even though the world is cooling, you won't hear that in corporate media, CO2 is increasing. And what they're discovering is the fact that it's regreening the planet. The global tree cover is expanding because of the extra available CO2. Now, believe it or not, the global warming people are out there. They've been trying to say that carbon dioxide is a poison, that it's poisonous to plants. No, of course not. Carbon dioxide is essential to plants. It's the greening molecule for the planet. And so there's this new science study out there saying that, yeah, the increased carbon dioxide is stimulating tree growth in areas that have been deforested. And you know what's going to happen when these trees grow bigger and faster? The level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere will go down. It's a naturally stable system. Over in China, they're attempting the largest artificial rain experiment in history on an area about 3 times the size of Spain. And they're basically doing this huge cloud seeding operation. And critics are saying this is going to threaten ecosystems. Cloud seeding doesn't actually create rain. It simply redirects clouds to rain in a different location. And there have actually been cases here in the United States where cloud seeding will be used to stimulate rain in one part of the country, and then downwind from that, where they don't get the rain they're normally expecting, they'll file a lawsuit. So it can get a little bit sticky over there. Russia is now saying the leak that affected the International Space Station, actually in one of the Soyuz spacecraft, was not a meteor, but appears to have been a deliberately drilled hole. And they described it as having been held by a wavering hand, and that there'd actually been several attempts at drilling before the drill bit got a bite and actually went on through. So, was it sabotage? We don't really know. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know, especially the part about how all of these corporate social media companies are trying to stifle conservative voices going into the November midterm elections. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.